This is Twit.
So, whenever we bring out the fire extinguisher, you know it's going to be a fun gadget. So, I've actually been wearing this stylish gadget the entire show. I don't know if you've noticed.
It's red hair?
My fancy watch.
Oh.
Yes, this is a survival watch. It does a thing, okay? You may have heard of multi-purpose watches. This one does two things, I guess. It tells time. Okay. Here it is. It tells time. It doesn't have any sort of glowy stuff.
I know. It fires a grappling hook. Onto the building next.
Do you actually? You know what it does, right?
Yeah, I think I. Oh!
It has a lighter inside of it. So, if you are ever in a survival situation when you need to start a fire, this watch has you covered.
Does that not get hot underneath?
No, not so much. You know, I haven't.
Not so much.
I haven't done it for a very long time.
Okay.
To be honest, we can kind of just let this run for just a bit. It definitely gets hot on top. You know, where the flame
is. Okay.
But yeah, it's not getting too.
It's probably better to do it off your arm, right?
You know. Okay. So I took it off just so I could show you the front. Every time I light something, I'm gonna put it back on my arm. You know, just to make.
Oh, okay.
The point.
Okay.
Oh, we have a little thermostat. Remember this thing?
Oh, wow.
So it's saying that it's about 70. You know, this isn't warm at all. Yeah. That's
so it cools down.
Not
fast.
Hot at all. Yeah, it's cool to the touch. Right after I turn it on, I'm sure that it's going to be something here. Oh, 84.
How hot is fire?
140 degrees. Wow, look at that. And it's back to pretty cold.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. So the watch itself, it has a plastic band along the back.
So it can melt.
So, you know, it's not super stylish. Inside, you get a analog readout. There is no digital readout. There's even these little teeny tiny hands. Those are fashionably glued in place, which is quite nice. Okay. So we'll. Have we lit anything on fire with this thing yet?
Well, wait a minute. What is it burning for fuel?
It has inside of here a butane. It's where is it? Here you go. You would fill it in on the side right here. This is like a normal little lighter that you would light grills with, or it's like the same fuel that's in that should be in like Bic lighters. That sort of thing.
Okay.
So there you go.
I thought maybe you put tiny little logs in there and then
little sticks and kindling.
Yeah, exactly.
Mini
kindling.
Kindling. Okay. So I was going to light this. I wanted birthday candles, like birthday cake. We didn't have one. So all we had was this apple. So we're going to shove this. This thing into it. What a tiny little candle.
Wow.
I'm going to put that in there.
Talk about science.
Fancy.
Forget those kits.
Super fancy. And then we're going to light it
Flames
on fire.
And cosmos. This is.
Let's see if it works. Oh.
And did that make that sound?
No, I don't know what that sound was. You know what? I must have. Google Now is trying to do something. That was my computer. About that.
Okay.
So, yeah. It lights stuff on fire. It's confirmed.
You know, you have to be careful if you have a very hairy arm that you don't set your candle and your arm on fire.
I mean, it kind of just, it jumps it, out
it's
there.
It's a big flame.
It is large. So anyway, that's the lighter watch. The cost.
And what does this cost?
Yeah, the cost of this amazing, stylish safety device is $11. Plus free shipping, so that's not bad, not bad.
No, that's pretty good.
It's funny, the little tiny hands on that photo are the exact same place and position as my little tiny hand. There's Q&A. What are these three small dials on the face do? What do they do? Anything. They're just ornaments. What do these three smaller dials on the face do? Anything. They do anything. Anything you want. They're just ornaments.
I think they meant nothing.
Yes. I think they meant they look good. That is the lighter watch.
Okay.
By...
So if we were on your other show, would you say buy it, try it,
Okay, so the downsides, pros, lighter on your watch. It tells time, and is it water resistant at all?
I doubt it.
So probably not. Cons, it is large. This is a thick, tall watch. It does look like it was made out of pressed tin. The plastic band leaves a little to be desired. This would be perfect at a rock concert.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, it seems to be burning a fairly long time on one fill up.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, it traveled with this fuel in it. Probably dangerous.
It probably is.
Probably against the post office regulations. But yeah, no, it's been fine. We've been lighting it in the office before. And by the way, if it wasn't, I guess, you know, I didn't even know, say this, to turn it on, you push down this side and then it'll light itself.
Oh, that's what that big clunky knob is.
I guess I never said that in my review. Yeah, that's how
okay.
That's how you light it.